The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt that it's due to His kindness and generosity. He gives us opportunities such as these where we gather in remembrance and in reflection of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are in the wind down of this great month of Shahr Ramadan, and what we have been doing is the tafsir, or the explanation of a dua that we recite every night in this month, sometimes 3 times or 5 times a day. And again, this is a dua that is not only recommended to be recited in the month of Ramadan, but at all times one can pray this dua, as it is very powerful in the meaning of the dua. The dua is, of course, Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-quburis surur. Yeah, so this is the dua in which we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everybody else. Yeah, and this is why this is the perfect type of dua to learn, to memorize, because oftentimes the duas ask for personal needs. This one, we are not concerned with personal needs. We are concerned with the needs of the entire civilization, entire humanity as a whole. We get to the 9th verse in this dua. And the 9th verse says, Allahumma aslih kulla fasidin min umuril muslimin. This is the first time in the dua, out of the 8 previous verses, they were very general and they did not specify who we are praying for. This is the first time in the dua that we are specifically praying for Muslims. Yeah. Before it was a kul, remember, everybody, we're praying for everybody, but through the understanding of getting them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This particular line we are saying, O Allah, reform everything which is fasid, everything which is spoiled, everything which is uneven in the affairs of the Muslims. Yeah. Clearly, when we look at the affairs of the Muslim, there is much that is needing of reform. Yeah, and this particular dua is apt in that our state right now is one in which the affairs of the Muslims need to be reformed. I mean, just we look at the world around us and what is happening in all the different fronts. But our state as a Muslim, both from the physical state, as far as safety is concerned, as far as peace is concerned, even as far as poverty is concerned, and when you look at the spiritual as well, of how sometimes we feel we are very disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take the most holiest places like Makkah and Medina, which have become so trivialized in the way they have made it into a luxurious trip now, we feel that we are getting more and more disconnected, yeah, from the purpose of why we are here. And therefore we find that there is an absolute need for our affairs to become reformed. Yeah, when something is uneven and you want to bring it back into evenness, what you are trying to seek is a state of equilibrium. Yeah, a state in which there is a balance. And when we look at our philosophical understandings of how to get lives back into balance, there are numerous things that one can do. The first thing is what is known as yaqdha. Yaqdha is an awakening. Yeah, awakening, yaqdha, is the opposite of ghafla. When we are in a state of ghafla, we are in a state of unevenness. When there is an awakening that takes place, we become back to a state of equilibrium. Our first task then is to bring ourselves back into the state of equilibrium. How do we bring about a state of yaqdha? A state of yaqdha is brought about by understanding our purpose of creation. Yeah, and then not only understanding the purpose of our creation, then fulfilling that purpose of our creation. We have been created to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been created to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Once we begin to do these things, there will be an awakening that will take place within us, which will allow us then to become in a state of equilibrium. You know, for those who study Irfan, for those who want to be an Arif or study Gnostics, the first step that one has to get to even proceed in this realm is to have an awakening. Yeah? But it's not easy to have an awakening. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort that is required. And I remember we're asking many of our teachers who are experts in the study of Irfan, that how do we know? Yeah? How do we know when we have approached the state of Yaqza? And they'll always say the same reply, when you awaken, you will know you have awoken. Yeah, subhanallah. So we have to work towards that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it is the driving force. You know, if you look at our lives, like for example, when we do the amal, when we recite salatul layl, when we give charity, when we do these things, at that instant or at that moment, we feel very connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the highlight of yaqza, one can say, or a brief description or delight of yaqza. Imagine being in that state all the time, yeah, where you just love to be next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that brings about the state of equilibrium and evenness within the creation. The 10th verse says, Allahumma shfi kulla Mariz, yeah? Oh Allah, cure every sick person. We know that health is one of the biggest gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, isn't it? And oftentimes we remember health, we pay attention to health when our health begins to deteriorate. Yeah. So like when I get a cold now, I think about how lucky I was when I didn't have a cold, for example. Yeah. How easy life was when that didn't happen. But when we are not suffering from anything, we tend to be ghafil at that stage. Yeah. The opposite of yaqza. We tend to be asleep of this bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore one must always be grateful for what they have before it is gone. Because after it is gone, everyone will be grateful for what they had. Yeah? So we need to be those ones who are grateful ahead of time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the responsibilities we have towards those who are sick is to visit those who are sick. Yeah? I want to quote a very beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, يُعَيِّرُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِهِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanding one of His servants on the Day of Judgment. And He says to them, عَبْدِي مَا مَنَعَكَ إِذَا مَرِضْتُ عَنْ تَعُودَنِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to His servant that what prevented you from visiting me when I was sick? Yeah? Look who's saying this, yeah? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that, Ya Abd, my servant, what prevented you from visiting me when I was sick? Fayaqul subhanaka subhanaka anta rabbul ibad la ta'lamu wa la tamrad. He says, you are the Rabb, you are the Lord of everything. You never get sick. When would you ever get sick that I didn't visit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Maridha akhuk al mu'min. فَلَمْ يَعُدْهُ وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَوْ عُدْتَهُ لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ. Subhanallah. He says, when your brother who is a mu'min was sick, if only you had visited him, you would have found me next to him. Yeah? And you would have visited Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must take these opportunities. Yeah? When we find out people are sick, we must visit them. We know how much solace that brings into one who is sick. Yeah? There needs to be committees formed, to be quite honest, and they don't need to be formal committees. A group of 10 friends can get together and say, we rotate, yeah, we find out, we go seek out and find out who is ill. Yeah, this is not difficult for us to do. We don't have to have a formal setup. But this is the responsibility we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we said in the very beginning that our creation's purpose is to look after the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is part of that responsibility. Of course, when we are praying for those who are ill, it is not only this physical illness that we are concerned about. We are also praying for the healing of spiritual illnesses that we have. Yeah, and often at times, spiritual illness illnesses are far more dangerous and worse than physical illnesses. Because physical illnesses will make our dunya difficult. Spiritual illnesses will make dunya and akhirah difficult. Yeah? And therefore, when we are asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance in curing those who are ill, I believe our primary focus should be spiritual deficiencies. Yeah, for those who are stingy, Ya Allah, do not make them stingy. For those who are greedy, do not make them greedy. And we should be part of that mix so that these negativities get removed from our chests. The 11th verse says, Allahumma sudda faqrana bighinak. Yeah, this is very beautiful. This is very, very beautiful. Oh Allah, fill our poverty with your needlessness. Now if you remember previously and even after this, we prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the removal of poverty. But here we are not talking about material poverty. We're not concerned about that. What we are concerned in this particular verse of this dua is the innate poverty that exists within every single human being. The neediness that we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. You are the ones who are in utmost need towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. It is Allah, He who is ghani. He is far from neediness, He is all sufficient and He is all praiseworthy. Therefore, what is beautiful here is that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove our neediness by asking Him to fill it with His needlessness. Ajeeb, yeah? Look, the verse doesn't say, Allahumma sudda faqrana bighina. It doesn't say, oh Allah, fill our poverty with needlessness. No, with your needlessness, Ya Allah. Yeah? Who is more needless than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Therefore, what we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular dua is to allow us to reach a state of human perfection. Yeah? Where I don't become needy of anybody. Yeah? Where I don't require the assistance of anybody because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has provided me with His needlessness. Yeah? We say in a hadith al-Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, ana ghaniyun la aftaqir. Yeah? He says, oh the son of Adam, I am needless and I will never be needy. Yeah? Ati'ni fima amartuka aj'aluka ghaniyan. La taftaqir. Subhanallah. He says, obey me in that which I am asking, I will make you needless and not require anybody else. Yeah? Our connection is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this dua, we are asking for the jamal and the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be given to us.